Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Live
Zotrod Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahweh's Radio, Yahweh's Ministry. I'll be your host, thy name, your seer, Israel, of Seer. And we're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible, part number 45. So we're just going to stroll down the international side and see who all have joined us for another episode, part number 45, Survive Broadcast. So we'll stroll down the international side and see who all in the room, and we'll bring our elder in to tell you all about the broadcast. And then we'll take it from there, no doubt about it. So let's roll on the international side and get a little peek and see who all in the room. And all the slots are spilled on the international side. That's 195 international countries have logged in this broadcast. That means everybody around the known world have locked into this broadcast. 195 international countries. And what's flashing out of New York, 161-949. All right, 161-949. So we'll bring our elder in. He'll tell y'all about the broadcast, and we'll take it from there. No doubt about it. And that's how we're going to roll. 161-949. Got it? Good. Let's find our elder and bring it in. We'll get something going on. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be to their seed right.
And Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, the seed well. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yo, well, the stage is set for another episode, part number 45, and all the slots are spilled, 195 international countries, and what's flashing on the international side is 161-949. So you take it from there. Elder Mr. Tibbs, you on the clock, come up.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Looks like we have a lot of people out there that want to hear the words of Yahweh. 161,949 listeners. And you know, I always say that's a good thing, because that's a good thing for me, first of all. You know, I remember a wise man once told me, he said, Mr. Tibbs, you cannot let people pull you down away from the word of Yahweh. They're out there, and they'll do it. Well, you know, he was right. But when you're strong in the word of Yahweh, you know, you work on your talents, you develop them. They can destroy you, pull you down, make everything that you have worked for null and void. And what is a talent? You know, we look at that. What is it? Something you do every day? No. Talent something is that most people are instinctively born with. You develop unique skills, abilities, and you use these talents and set apart from things that you've learned or knowledge. It's not a learned behavior, but it's something that you can strengthen with practice. And the Bible even tells us we're all born with distinct talents and gifts and knowledge that sets us apart from each other. And when you discover the talents that Yahweh has given you, you use them to glorify Yahweh. And you have experienced a full life. And all those talents that we can find in our unique calling in life, we use these to help others or to improve your conditions, not to deceive others, because we look in the book of Matthew, it's chapter 25, verse 20, and it tells us, verse 20, so he had received five talents and came and bought another five talents and saying, Yahweh, thou had delivered me five talents. Behold, I have gained besides them five talents more. And when you do this, you might hear Yahweh come back and tell you in verse 21. 21 said, "Is Yahweh said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Yahweh." I try to keep my feet myself into right things and try to venture into things that I should do, helping others in the word of Yahweh. And I do feel those blessings. Now, when you misuse your talents or your knowledge to deceive others, you might not want to hear what it tells us in the book this time. We go to Matthew 25, verse 26 to 29. Let's see what that says now. 26 says, "His Yahweh answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and soulful servant, thou knewest that I had reaped where I had not sown, and gathered where I have not strawed." Look at verse 28. "Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to him which had 10 talents. 29. For everyone that had be given, he shall have abundance, but from him that had shall be taken away even that which he had." I can truthfully say that I have seen that with some people that I've known, some of the brothers and sisters that have stepped up, and I've seen them reduced to just not being able hardly to find the book of Genesis. You know, this is why we're here to help you. We tell you that a teacher can't learn from his students, but having knowledge, he gains experience by teaching. A student can learn from a good teacher and possibly learning to teach one day themselves. As I mentioned before, in all the six camps that teach, we see that. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast in these dark times of bad teaching Christianity and people with loud bump the gums contests. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. It comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahweh's word and connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do all this because you have not. It's information you came to seek, and now you have to look no further. You found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Generally not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Class time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. And the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Enter on the search line, www.tribeyhdh.com. Just under the big line, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahweh, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." Now, when you're doing this, I always remind everyone to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures and the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh live. Also, for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This feature is only available during our live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And when you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Click the red live button. As soon as this appears, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses. The first is Tribe. The spelling is tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. You know, you can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. We also have a few numbers that you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This number is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone in the 69 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling this same number, we have what is available known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Any particular 12 programs you can get on DVD, just call that same number. Now, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of today's program, you can always listen to the entire show today at 10:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And when you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites. At that point, just choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you see that you would like to listen. Now, during a normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. You'll find this where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing as Shaddai. We'll be taking no comments during that time off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the righteous act, the other would choose to block or restrict misuse. And you'll find if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, for your convenience, Pal Talk will be rebroadcasting our information over Pal Talk, so you won't miss a word. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, when you're trying to do this, don't try to win the bump the gums contest. You're going to find you're going to miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. What we do is rehearse the righteous act to remember the words of Yahuwah. So at this time, we'll turn our program back over to our seer Israel. And remember, one man can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahuwah created to do. Got to keep that in mind. I'll pass our program to our seer Israel. And say hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, the hell. That's excellent. We're looking forward for you to come back in on the second part and give your final conclusion on everything that's said. So
we're down to the River Jordan, where John baptized three. And I walked the devil in hell, if John had baptized me. I say, go, Jerem, go, go, Jerem, go. My soul arises, oh Lord, for you, Jerem, go. Well, some say John was a baptizer, some say John was a Jew, but I say John was a preacher, don't I?
Oh,
gone, there'll never be another black messiah unless we create him.
Hallelujah, well, on all that. The one thing we do know, you know, sooner or later, your time will be coming, no doubt about it. All right, excellent. Again, another live audience. And then one thing, look at the memo say. See, if we're getting you ready for the February month, you know, February month. And when we show our superiors over you back in the days. But you showing your superior right now with the brain thing. Now the chain has basically been taken off. But right now, but the brain is still, you know, caught up with your levity. So we leave it like that. Excellent on your part. We catch you on the bottom part of the other. So we're going to take a look at something going on. And thus says the Yahuwah. And we'll take it from there. One thing about it is taking on 45. So. Let's see one thing. When you meet your brother, what a loud voice you will say, Brother T. Israel, tribe of Yahdah. Yahuwah bless you there, Brother T. Israel.
Yahuwah bless you there, Brother T. Israel and C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Brother T. Israel. Let's see if we go find Brother Micaiah, bring him in and said, Brother Micaiah, Israel, tribe of Yahdah, Judah. Brother Micaiah, Yahuwah be there, see you right.
Yahuwah bless you, see the family Israel, yeah. Shalom, shalom. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Brother Micaiah. Brother Micaiah, take a little glance at what that says in Luke chapter. See, one thing about it, when you put on the table Luke chapter 12, verse 12, what you saying, you're saying to Almighty, you take over this lesson. You take it from there, and we'll go from there. So that's what you're telling. You're telling Yahuwah to examine you. See, is anything that needs to be pulled out you and everything else. So, Brother Micaiah, what do it say in Luke chapter 12, verse 12? Let's get something going on.
The book of Luke. Chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, For the righteous spirit should teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Mm-hmm. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit would teach you what you ought to say. Now, look at this memo I got right here. Seer, would you explain what the breakdown go? We have our class online. Don't call us out. Would you break down Genesis 3? 17 through 19. We have many problems with these verses. Can you show me what that means? Well, I tell you what, we ain't gonna call you out. But what we'll do, we'll take a little look at it. Brother T. Israel, let's just take a little look at this memo we got on that right across the screen. Take a look at what it says in Genesis chapter 3. Verse 17 down to verse 19. Let's take a look at that, Brother T. Let's peep at it, Brother T. Israel, Steve Roy. Let's see what it says in Genesis 3, 17 through 19. And let's see if we take a little look at it and help. Because, see, we come on this network only to help. But we're trying to help the six anointed count first to get the pad to help the known world all over the world. So we'll take a little glance at it and see what they're talking about and see what we can do for you. And Genesis 3, 17 through 19, Brother T. Israel, you on the clock, come on.
First book of the heavenly tablet, book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 17 and 19, and it reads, And unto Adam he said, Because you have hearkened unto the voice of your wife, and have eaten of the tree of which I have commanded you, saying, You shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake and sorrow. so you eat of it all the days of your life. Verse 18, thorns also official should bring forth to you. You should eat the herb of the field. Verse 19, it reads, in the sweat of your face should you eat bread till you return to the ground. For out of it was you taken, for dust you are, and to the dust should you return.
Mm-hmm. So if you jump down and read that verse like you just hearing it read, that you said, since you listen to your wife, you in trouble with Yahuwah. Now, if a person just read that and just teach that with not knowing that the Bible, Brother T. Israel, the Bible has a Job 11, verse 6. Can you help me out there, Brother T. Israel? What do the Bible have that we can read in Job 11, verse 6, Brother T. Israel?
Book of Job, chapter 11, verse 6, and it reads, and that he will show you the secrets of wisdom, that they are double to that which is. Know therefore that Yahuwah exalted of you less than your sin deserves.
Mm-hmm. And Sirach 42:24 says what that, Brother T. Israel? What do Sirach 42:24 say?
We're going to Sirach, verse 42. Verse 24, all things are double, one, and he that made nothing is perfect.
So the Bible has a double meaning to it. So the chief speaker of nation of Israel, of Brother T, the chief speaker of Israel, just give me half of what I need in there, chief speaker of nation of Israel, 10th chapter. He makes a profound statement in verse 17. And one thing about a servant of Yahuwah, these things should not be that hinder you, is this word we get ready to read in 10 verse 17. Let's see if we take a look at half of what he got on the table. And so in Acts chapter 10, verse 17. Just give me half of it there, Brother T. Israel, come on.
The book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 17. And it reads, Acts chapter 10, verse 17, and it reads, behold, look, the man which are sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house, and stood before the gate.
Well, hold that point there. Give me half of it in the top part of 10:17. I want to look at what Peter said in the top part of that. Just give me half of was written in 10:17 from the top. What it says in 10:17 from the top?
The book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 17, and it reads, now when Peter, doubting himself, what his vision, what he had seen, should mean.
Mm-hmm. So a servant of Yahuwah do not have to doubt in himself. See, once you become a servant of Yahuwah, you cannot doubt in yourself. All you're supposed to do, Brother T. Israel, is look at what it's got written over here in 32, verse 7 of Deuteronomy. All you got to do is look at what is written in 32, verse 7 there, Brother T. Israel. What's written there, Brother T. Israel, 32, verse 7?
The fifth book of the heavenly tablets, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 7, it reads, remember the days of old, consider the years of the many generations. Ask your father, he will show you. Your elders, and they will tell you.
You see that? So there's that there, see, right? You have to be able to, you have to know who your elders is. And your elders will tell you what you, their job is to be on the know. And that's what we're talking about. Brother Micaiah, let's run that down in Romans chapter 8, Brother Micaiah. Let's look at Romans chapter 8, verse 1, and skip down to 6, down to verse 9. Now let's start breaking this down, because the question on this big camp wants to know about this 3, 17 through 19. And so far we have found out that the Bible has a double meaning. You can make a profound statement now, Brother Micaiah, in Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 6 down to verse 9. What do you say?
The book of Romans. chapter 8, verse 1 and 6 through 9. Verse 1 reads, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Yahuwah the Son, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 6, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Verse 7, because the carnal mind is enmity against Yahuwah, for it is not subject to the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please Yahuwah. Verse 9, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of Yahuwah dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Yahuwah, he is none of his.
So when we jump at a scripture and we read it through the world, the flesh, we always gonna get caught up with misunderstanding, because when you read it as a novel, you always gonna come up short. So you jump down in that verse right there, 3:17-19, and now you get yourself all tangled into it. That's why you have to ask the elders, and they supposed to be to go in the Bible and meet you where you at and break it down. But Micaiah, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 down to verse 15. Let's see, can we start breaking this down for some understanding, although it reads as what it is what it is. But we're going to see, can we break this down so you understand what is he saying that you can read. You can't talk your way up out of this. You got to read your way out of this through the precepts. 1 Corinthians 2, 12 down to verse 15, what it say?
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 down to 15. Verse 12 reads, now we have received, not in the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of Yahuwah, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of Yahuwah. For things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the righteous spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Verse 14.
So go ahead.
Verse 14. But the natural man receiving not the things of the spirit of Yahuwah, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can be known them, because they are spiritually discerned. Verse 15, but he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man.
So he says, when you look at things natural, just reading a verse, and then you take that verse right there and say, well, this verse means right there that, and one thing we know, and Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. Some we know that what he's saying. What he's saying, Brother Micaiah, in 8, verse 3 of Deuteronomy. He made a profound statement, and what did he say?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, and he humbled you, and suffered you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you know is not. Neither did they, neither did your fathers know, that he might make you known that man doeth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahuwah doeth man live.
So man live by what he said. When he say something, he do mean that, and that is true. So if he tell you what he just said in 3:17-19, that is true. But in the same token, you got to know how to, 1 Timothy 3, let's see what I want. Let me take a little peek at what I want to kind of run down, because I'm kind of playing it from as it unfolds. Because like I said, again, we all servant of Yahuwah, we want to make sure we break down in grand style. Let's see what it says, Brother Micaiah in 2 Timothy chapter 2. And we'll look at verse 15, 16. Skip down to verse 19, 24, down to verse 26. Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, 16. Skip down to verse 19, 24 to 26. Brother Makai Israel, get back on the clock. Come on.
The book of Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, 16, verse 19, verse 24, and verse 26. Verse 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, read. 15. Study to show yourself approved unto Yahuwah, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Verse 16. But shun profane in vain babbling, for they will increase unto more unyahwaliness. Verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of Yahuwah standeth sure, having this seal, Yahuwah knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Yahuwah the Son depart from sin. Verse 24. And the servant of Yahuwah must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, cover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him and his will.
So what is he saying? So he's saying that you have to be patient when they drop things down on you and they don't have the understanding. You got to know how to just go in the book and break it down. And like Peter was doubting himself, exactly what he's supposed to do. Now, Brother T. Israel, now we want to break this down for it to be plainly, because not only basically a whole lot of them probably jumped out of this verse and get all tangled up and can't figure it out and think they're saying one thing. But one thing we know, Yahuwah, he don't double talk. But you have to know what he's saying. And let's see what he's saying, Brother T. Israel. We're going back to Genesis 2, verse 15 down to verse 25. Let's see what he's saying, Brother T. Israel. What is he saying in Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 down to verse 25? Brother T. Israel, you're back on the clock. Come on.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 13.
Well, pick up verse 15. Well, pick up verse 15 of Brother T. Israel. Pick up verse 15 down to verse 25. Let's see what he's saying. Let's see if we analyze this a little bit more. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 down 25. But before you read that, Brother T. Israel, I want to back up and read something that's over here in the book of 21 of the book of Genesis. Let's look at 21 and we'll look right down at verse 12. Let's see. Because one thing we do know, Yahuwah, he don't double talk himself. Let's see what he says here. 21 verse 12 of Genesis. What did it say about T. Israel?
The book of Genesis, the first book of every chapter, chapter 21 verse 12. You read. And Yahuwah said to Abraham, let it not be grievous in your sight because of the land and because of your bondwoman and all that Sarah has said unto you. Hearken unto her voice, for an Isaac shall your seed be called.
But wait a minute. He says, Yahuwah, you mean Yahuwah double talking? He said, now, Yahuwah said unto Abraham, let it not be grieving in thy sight because of the lad and because of the bondwoman and all that Sarah have said unto thee, listen unto her voice. But we just got through reading Genesis 3, 17 through 19. It says in verse 17, what it says again in 3:17 now? About to Israel, Genesis 3:17.
Genesis chapter 3, verse 17, it reads, and unto Adam he said, because you have listened unto your voice, listen to the voice of your wife, and have eaten of the tree of which I command you, saying, you should not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake, and sorrow should you eat of it all the days of your life.
Now you see that, see, Ray? See, if you jump down with that verse carnally, you can't, you're not gonna be able to get past that. Verse right there. But then Yahweh says right here, listen to your wife, and whatever she say you do, do it. Now, so what you gonna do with that? It's all about how you, if you got a carnal mind, you're not gonna get past, you're gonna be stuck. You might be getting ready to get hit by a car, and you might say, and your better ass say, hey, a car coming. Oh, I can't listen to you. And you end up getting your block knocked off. So it's more to what he's saying, see, right? Huh? That's the point. You have to never shut down, because if you hear this way, it's always a spiritual meaning to it. Now, brother T, back up to Genesis 2, and let's see what was said, 15 through 25. Now, let's run that down. But it's a big organization to understand the truth of the matter. The Bible have a double meaning. You can't read the Bible currently, worldly, and think you can come up with a spiritual answer. And you have to always understand the Bible is not a novel. You got to go 28 verse 10 here a little bit and there a little bit to understand the Bible. You can't talk your way out of this book. You got to precept your way out of this book. Let's see if we precept our way out of this right here by going to Genesis 2, 15 down to verse 25. What did it say that, brother T. Israel?
Book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 15 to 25. And Yahweh took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Verse 16. And Yahweh commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. Verse 17. But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you should not eat of it. For in the day that you eat it thereof, you should surely die. Verse 18. And Yahweh said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a help meet for him. 19. And out of the ground, Yahweh formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them into Adam to see what he would call him. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Verse 20. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a help meet for him. 21. And Yahweh caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and clothed the flesh thereof, and said thereof. Verse 22, in the rib which Yahweh had taken for man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. Verse 23, and Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She should be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Verse 24, therefore shall man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they should be one flesh.
What it says in 19 verse 5 there, Brother T. Israel, and Matthew was 19:5.
Okay, book of Matthew. The book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 5, and it reads, Matthew chapter 19, verse 5. It says, for this cause shall man leave his father and mother, and should cleave unto his wife, and James the Twan should be one flesh.
Oh, so there you go. So it should be understood that man and woman must be one flesh. So one flesh, but he see, when the one flesh was given out, Adam was given all these rules and regulations. Let's go to, because Adam was something there, Brother King Israel. And now you have to help me out a little bit. In the book of 2 Ezra, let's peep at verse 54, 654. Let's see what we can work with. I need a verse. Why was Adam told all these things, we go on to the second book of Ezra. And we're going to look at 654. Why was Adam told these things in 654 to have done King Israel? Help the old see out to see why was Adam told what he just got to was telling. And maybe we can precept that to 654 and get up the house. What did it say there, Brother King Israel?
Second Ezra, the book of Second Ezra, the seer, chapter 6, verse 54. And after these, Adam also, who you made Yahweh of all your creatures, of him come we all, and the people also whom you have chosen.
So Adam was made what again there, Brother King Israel? What was he made according to
Made as Yahweh of all his creatures.
Oh, so Adam was made what? Above everything that everything on the face of the earth, including one man too, he was made what?
Yahweh of all your creatures.
Oh, so Adam, by the hand of Yahweh, was made Yahweh over everything. So that's why he must understand his position, that when you made Yahweh over all, that means you must have the answer to whatever problem it is, and that means you got to be a what kind of man that we can read in 37 verse 12 of Sirach, Brother King Israel. So now we find out that Adam was made Yahweh over everything. So it's no what you call the tenet pentagraph 50-50 love thing, because that don't work with the Bible. Adam was made Yahweh over everything. He was made ruler over everything, and that's by the hand of Yahweh. What you reading that, Brother King Israel?
Sirach 37, verse 12, it reads, but be continually with a Yahwali man, who you knowest to keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh, whose mind according to your mind, and will sorrow with you if you should miscarry.
So, Adam supposed to always make a decision according to the words of Yahweh, that means the Torah instructions. That when he make a decision, it might sound good, but you got to go check and see, do the Bible support it? See, Adam got to always make a decision. Hey, Adam, you got to make sure whatever sound good, the Bible support it, because you is Yahweh over the creation. You and the partner you have is a helpmeet to you, but not a leader to you. You the Yahweh, you must make the decision. So what happened with Adam, he did not make the decision. He was told something and he went with that. And it wasn't Torah instruction. And that's what caused that. Because when we hear something good, we know when we hear something good. But you got to make sure it all lines up with the book. And that's what caused Adam to fall by not looking at that. Now, we will take a little bit further than that. Now, so let's find out what's been happening there, Brother King Israel. In Sirach 7, verse 26, listen real good. Now, Adam is the Yahweh over the world, over all creatures. And his better half to him, what's called the wife, is a helpmeet. That means what that we can read in Sirach 7, 26.
The book of Sirach, chapter 7, verse 26, and it reads, as you a wife after your mind, forsake her not, but give not yourself over to a light woman.
Mm-hmm. So, you got a wife, you got a better half, that means she got to be after your mind. And your mind must be a Yahwali mind. Because if your mind is Yahwali mind, you line up with the Yahweh. then what you say is the end of it. And when you do get a better half, her mind will be after the Yahwali man mind. But if you run into any kind of problem with that, let's see what he says in Sirach 25, verse 26. What it says, Brother T. Israel, Sirach 25, 26.
We go to the book of Sirach, chapter 25, verse 26 in the read. If she go not as you wouldest have her, cut her off from your flesh and give her a bill of divorce and let her go.
You and Yahweh said, so that's why you have to make sure you're clear about a relationship. It's orders in relationship, but it's the order where Yahweh sit down. He didn't make partners. He made a help meet. The Yahweh man must lead according to Torah instruction. And what the Bible says, you got to stick with it. He told him the day that you eat of it, the day you eat, the day you eat what, Hosea 10:13. The day you eat what? What can we read as we precept that? He said, Adam, let me tell you something, Adam. The day you eat, Adam, let's precept that to Hosea 10:13. Let's see what that means. Hosea chapter 10, verse 13.
Hosea, see it, chapter 10, verse 13, and he reads. You have plowed wickedness. You have reached sin. You have eaten the food of lies because you did trust in your way and the multitude of your mighty man.
See that? You are done wickedness. When you listen to anything that is told to you and the Torah instruction don't back it up, that's wickedness. So when something sounds good, you say, okay, well, that sounds real good. But let me bear witness with it according to our instruction. See, your better half can bring you some on the table, but you have to make sure you understand what Yahweh says, your do's and don'ts. Now, it can sound good, but if it's not scripture-wise, you don't go with it. And this is what Adam did. He ate the fruit of lies, and Yahweh just hadn't told him, the day you eat some lies from the other guy, that's the day you gonna die. See that? So there you go with Jesse Ray. Understand one thing. Yahweh got it written exactly what to do, how to do it. Always have time to check the scriptures to see what you get ready to do. Do the Bible support it? I'll do it, might sound good. But if the scripture don't hold up to what you hand, you say, no, we're going to put that to the side. Then you go get a second witness by knowing who your elders is. Elder Moses and the elder Bible. You got to know that to make a double check. And they will tell you because their job is to be prepared to tell you, no, it sounds good, but it's no scripture to back that up. And you got to stick with the scripture. He did not do that. So there you go when you hear that verse read. It can sound good, but do the scripture support it. Because he told Sarah, he's able, in the 18th, he told her, whatever he read in the 21st chapter. He said, go on, listen to your wife. She's talking good. Because he already knew that the covenant will be with Isaac after the Ishmael. And now let's read that, Brother Israel. Let's read that. See, Yahweh to call in from the beginning. He know when you're talking right. And he know when you're going to be tried or whatever you love the most. But we can go in Genesis and read something there, Brother Israel. We can read in the 21st chapter something. We can read in the 24th chapter. See, Yahweh knew this in advance. And so he just tried Abraham like he's going to try you. And see what you do, the right thing. And it's up to you to do the Bible thing until doing the fleshly, worldly thing. Make sure whatever you're doing, the Bible supports it. Then you got the Yahweh with you. Because he made a profound statement out about you as well. He said something that we can read in I'm struggling right now, Brother Israel, but he made a final statement that we can read. And what did he say that we can read there, Brother Israel? Matter of fact, make it the 17th chapter. He says this in the 17th chapter. That's why he said, don't make that move, because he got a verse written in the 17th chapter of Genesis, verse 21 and 22. What he got written there, Brother Israel? Genesis 17, 21 and 22.
The first book of every Sabbath, the book of Genesis, chapter 17, verse 21 and 22. For my covenant, when I establish with Isaac, with Sarah, should bear unto you at this set time in the next year. 22. And he left off taking, and he left off talking with him. And Yahweh went up from Abraham.
Mm-hmm. So then Yahweh said at the end of it, he said, look here, now my covenant is going to be with, there's going to be no confusion about this. My covenant will not be with Ishmael. So when she told you to let them go on down the road a piece, Yahweh had already called that, Brother T. Israel, he called that from 46 verse 9 and 10 of Isaiah. He called that. What he say in 46 verse 9 and 10? So he called it. So that's why I'm saying, listen, we have to understand, we got to come back to the Bible. If you want Yahweh to intervene, because you read something one way, then you take it one way, that's worldly. The answer is the double meaning. Because the Yahweh man is supposed to make a decision according to what he can read. Not what sounds good or looks good or feel good. He make a decision according to the book. Tell me in a minute. What's the reading that brought to you, Israel?
Isaiah the seer, chapter 46, verse 9 and 10, in the read. Remember the former things of old. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. I am Yahweh, and there is none like me. 10, declaring the end from the beginning and from the ancient times. The things that are not yet done, say, my counsel to stand, and I will do all my pleasure.
Mm-hmm. And what he said again, 21:12, by calling the end from the beginning, what he said in Genesis 21, verse 12, and then we got to get a case in point when it's hard and heavy, how you operate, Brother Mackay, and had that 18th chapter, verse 17 through 19, Genesis waiting on it. Now, What did Yahweh say in Genesis 21:12 up, Brother King Israel?
The book of Genesis, chapter 21, verse 12. And Yahweh said to Abraham, let it not be grievous in your sight because of the land and because of your bond women and all that Sarah has said unto you. Listen unto her voice, for Isaac shall your seed be called.
You see that? So you see that? So you see, when she said what she said, she was speaking scripture-wise and prophecy on how things going to be by Yahweh knowing the end from the beginning. So when she said, she wasn't making that statement based upon, she was making that statement because Yahweh put it in the mouth to try Abraham, but she said, let them go on down the road a piece because my son, not arrogant, my son is going to be the one with the seed because that's by the mouth of Yahweh. So that's why you got to recognize when you hearing things and always remember the scripture is going to stand whether we like it or not. The way we read it, that is the way it is. And once we come to grips to it, that's why you got to make sure when you got a mate, she's after your mind. All that got to be in the contract from the beginning. If in your mind got to be a Yahwali mind, because you're going to make sure you hang around the elders, males and females, that can instruct you on what to do according to thus says Yahweh. And once you follow that lead, then Almighty's over your premise. But when you make a decision based upon the flesh, because you misread the verse, this verse is fine. And unto Adam he said, because you listened to your wife, because what you did. you forsook what I told you not to do. And you did it anyway by her mouth. And that's why I said the sentence is put on you, because you violated what the scripture was told to you in advance. So that's what that statement means. But we're going to go a little farther. So now here comes your trial. Both Micaiah and Israel. Now we're going to the 18th chapter and look at verse 17 through 19. Now listen to Yahweh operates. Genesis chapter 18, verse 17 through 19. Brother Micaiah, Israel, come out.
The book of Genesis, chapter 18, verse 17 through 19. Verse 17 reads, and Yahweh said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Verse 18, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Verse 19, for I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of Yahweh to do justice and judgment, that Yahweh may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him.
Yeah, he put Abraham out there. He was telling another spirit. He said, when it's getting hard and heavy, what Abraham is going to make is a Bible decision. He ain't going to make a fleshly worldly decision, because that's not the way of Yahweh. He's going to make a Bible decision. That's why you must have a mate after your mind, and what you say is a Yahweh mind, and that's the end of it. See that? See the difference, see, right? Then you'll see things the way Yahweh seeing it. Then you got the blessing of Yahweh. He said, I know what Abraham will do when it gets hard and heavy. He's going to make a Bible decision on what I said. Now we got to get a case in point. We got to catch him in action. Let's go to the book of Jasper. Chapter 21 there, Brother Micaiah. We're going to get a case in point. Now let's watch him in action. Let's see if we got anything to see him in action. And that's why you got to lead by example, especially in leadership. Because you can call someone to fall by if you being wavy and thus says Yahweh. Leadership must make a Bible decision. Or whatever it is, the Bible must support it. We're going to Jasper 21, pick up verse 30 down to verse 48. Let's do a little reading now, Brother Micaiah, Israel. What it says in Jasper 21, 30 down to verse 48. Let me hear some powerful good reading come out.
The book of Jasper, chapter 21, verse 30 down to 48. 30 reads, and Abraham said to Ishmael's wife, when your husband Ishmael returns home, say these words to him. Verse 31, a very old man from the land of Philistine came hither to seek you, and thus was his appearance and figure. I did not ask him who he was, and seeing you was not here, he spoke unto me and said, when Ishmael your husband returns, tell him thus did this man say, when you cometh home, put away this nail of the tent which you had placed here, and place another nail in its stead. Verse 32, and Abraham finished his instruction to the woman, and he turned and went off on the camel homeward. Verse 33, and after that Ishmael came from the chase, he and his mother, and returned to the tent, and his wife spoke these words to him. Verse 34, a very old man from the land of Philistines came to seek you, and thus was his appearance and figure. I did not ask him who he was, and seeing you was not at home, he said to me, when your husband come home, tell him, thus says the old man, put away the nail of that tent which you had placed there, placed here, and placed another nail in its stead. Verse 35, Ishmael heard the words of his wife, and he knew that it was his father, and that his wife did not honor him. Verse 36, and Ishmael understood his wife's words, that he had spoken to his wife, and Ishmael hearkened to the voice of his father. And Ishmael cast off that woman, and she went away. Verse 37, and Ishmael afterward went to the land of Canaan, and he took another wife, and he brought her to his tent, to place where he then dwelt. Verse 38, and at the end of 3 years, Abraham said,
I would go again and see Ishmael, my son, for I have not seen him for a long time. Verse 39, and he rode upon his camel and went to the wilderness, and he reached the tent of Ishmael about noon. Verse 40, and he asked after Ishmael, and his wife came out of the tent, and she said, he is not here, my Yahweh, for he has gone to hunt in the field and to feed the camel. And the woman said to Abraham, turn in my Yahweh into the tent and eat a morsel of bread, for your body must be weary on account of the journey. Verse 41. And Abraham said to her, I will not stop, for I am in haste to continue my journey. But give me a little water to drink, for I have thirst. And the woman hastened and ran into the tent, and she brought out water and bread to Abraham, which she placed before him, and she urged him to eat. And he ate and drank, and his mind was comforted, and he blessed his son Ishmael. Verse 42, and he finished his meal, and he blessed Yahweh. And he said to Ishmael's wife, when Ishmael coming home, say these words to him. Verse 43, a very old man from the land of the Philistines came hither and asked after you, and you was not here. And I brought him out bread and water, and he ate and drank, and his mind was comforted. Verse 44, and he spake these words to me, when Ishmael, your husband, coming home, said to him, the nail of the tent which you have is very good. Do not put it away from the tent. Verse 45, and Abraham finished commanding the woman, and he rode off to his home, to the land of the Philistines. And when Ishmael came to his tent, his wife went forth to meet him with joy and a cheerful mind. Verse 46, and she said to him, an old man came here from the land of the Philistines, and thus was his appearance. And he asked after you, and you was not here. So I brought out bread and water, and he ate and drank, and his mind was comforted. Verse 47, and he spake these words to me, when Ishmael, your husband, coming home, say to him, the nail of the tent which you have is very good. Do not put it away from the tent. Verse 48, and Ishmael knew that it was his father, and that his wife had honored him, and Yahweh blessed Ishmael.
Yeah. So now you see the difference. See, remember when you got a better half, your better half is supposed to uplift you, because her mind's supposed to be as your mind, and her purpose after the union coming together is wherever you need her to be at. By you being a Yahweh man, that's the role she take on, because she understands what was written in 3:16 of Genesis. Over here in that, Brother Mackay, in 3:16. She understood. That's why in a marriage relationship, it's about 50 questions got to be answered why you got your book with your written reference of the Bible. And it's about 50 questions in Voices of a True Israelite marriage that you have to hear and see where you stand on it. And it ain't based on if you get 60% right and 40% right. No, 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 no. You got to get it all right. You have to come to the bond of the covenant, not, well, this part I can do and this part I can't do. Then you might as well go around and sit at home somewhere. Or we can see what the Bible saying, or we want the blessing of your father to be over your family. And the only way it's going to be, you have to apply to what the Bible says. You have to understand that this going to stand in 3:16, whether you want to hear it or not, it's going to stand in 3:16. What does it say in 3:16 of Genesis that we can read?
The book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 16, say, read. And to the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In sorrow you shall bring forth children, and your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you.
So your desire is to your better half, your husband. That is your number one priority. You have to watch him, study him carefully, And wherever he needs support, help at, you're going to be right there. See, now you got the blessing of Yahuwah. See, all this is have to be understood before you enter into that relationship. And that's what we just got to read now. He said, I know what Abraham's going to do. He going to make his move. And whatever the book say, that's what Abraham's going to do. And so that's what we go by the book. What do the book say we're supposed to do? Now, if you don't do the book, well, I can do some of that. We're going to do some of that, then you're going out of City Hall somewhere. If you're going to do all this, then we keep on giving you some book. Because once you got the blessing of Yahuwah in you, and another thing you got to recognize, let's go to Brother Micaiah in Tobit chapter 7. And we're going to look at something else you got to recognize in Tobit chapter 7. See, all this is in the marriage agreement and the 2-3 witness, but all this got to be on the table. And all six anointed camps understand these things. These questions must be asked because the number. You're responsible. And they'll ask you questions. Did you show them what the marriage according to the Bible is about? Oh, no, I didn't get past them because it was a great tithe, payers, and free will office and donation. He said, no, you ain't in it for that. You in it for this word of Yahuwah. You tell them what I'm saying. And so you got to do the Bible. In a relationship, the agreement must be clear about is we going to do Bible or is we going to do world. So if you do world, you got to make sure one thing, you take it to the world. And we're going to tell you what the book says. That's why you got to ask your elders. And their job is to understand this, that they must live this by example. We're going to the 7th chapter of Tobit. And we look at 7, we're going to skip down to verse number 7. Because a lot of times, you might hear some things and say, well, look here, I ain't marrying your mama, your daddy, your auntie, and your brother, and all that kind. I'm marrying you, right? You might hear that. You know, I don't care about your relatives at all. But then what do the Bible say about that? See, anything the Bible have an answer to. Let's go to the 7th chapter, pick it verse number 7. Let's read a little bit. Tobit chapter 7, pick it verse 7. What is there, Brother Micaiah, Israel? Let's read a little bit and see what's going on here.
The book of Tobit, chapter 7, beginning at verse 7. Verse 7 reads, and bless him and said unto him, you are the son of an honest and good man. But when he had heard that Tobit was blind, he was sorrowful and wept. Verse 8, and likewise, Anna, his wife, and Sarah, his daughter, wept. Moreover, they entertained cheerfully. And after that, they had killed a ram of the flock. They set store of meat on the table. Then said Tobias to Raphael, Brother Cyrus, speak of those things of which you did it talk in the way, and let this business be dispatched. Verse 9. So he communicated the matter with Rugel, and Rugel said to Tobias, eat and drink and make merry. Verse 10, for it is meet, it is meant that you should marry my daughter. Nevertheless, I would declare unto you the truth. Verse 11, I have given my daughter in marriage to 7 men. Died that night, they came in unto her. Nevertheless, for the present, be merry. But Tobias said, I will eat nothing here till we agree and swear one to another. Verse 12, Rugel said, then take her from henceforth according to the manner, for you are her cousin, and she is yours. And the merciful Yahweh gave you good success in all things. Verse 13, then he called his daughter the rock, and she came to her father, and he took her by the hand and gave her to be wife to Tobias, saying, behold, Torah instructions of Moses, and lead her away to your father, and he blessed them.
Correct part. Correct part. Now, you the man just said it? Now, you what he said? He said, now, take her by the Torah instructions. He said, make sure you look at my daughter about your instruction. And he said, do what? Lead her to your father. So all that about where you get with something, well, you know, they side of the family, I don't want nothing to do it. I'm with you. No. All that's in the water is in the wet. You see what that verse 13 say? Read verse 13 one more time.
Okay. The book of Tobias, chapter 17, read. Verse 13, read. Then he called his daughter Sarah, and she became to her father, and she came to her father, and he took her by the hand and gave her to be wife to Tobias, saying, behold, take her after the Torah instructions of Moses and lead her away to your father. And he blessed them.
Now we have next in verse 14 only.
Verse 14. And he called Adnah, his wife, and took paper and did write an instrument of covenant and sealed it.
Ain't that something?
Verse 15.
That's it. That's good right there. Right there. That's good. So you see, that Bible, all that instrument of covenant is that Bible. So you're going to take my daughter, but you a Yahuwah man? Yeah. But make sure you're taking my daughter. It is about the Torah instructions of Moses. So now, he knew, he said, you come from a good stock. So we know your father taught you the Torah instructions. You just ain't wearing britches talking that smack. Now, you going to take my daughter by the Torah instructions. And so, and lead her. You hear what he said? Now we're going down a little further and see what happens next. Now let's go down to the 10th chapter and pick up verse number 9. Pick it up at 10 and pick it up at verse number 8. Listen to this real good. 10 verse 8.
The book of Tobit, chapter 10, beginning at verse 8. Verse 8 reads, but his father in Torah instructions said unto him, carry with me, and I will send to your father, and they should declare unto him how things go with you. Verse 9. But Tobias said, no, but let me go to my father. Verse 10. Then Rugel arose and gave him Sarah, his wife, and had in the month. Verse 11. And he blessed them and sent them away, saying, Yahweh of heaven gave you a prosperous journey, my children. Verse 12. And he said to his daughter, honor your father and your mother-in-law, which are now your parents, that I may hear good report of you. And he kissed her. And also said to Tobias, Yahweh of heaven restore you, my dear brother, and grant that I may see your children of my daughter Sarah before I die, that I may rejoice before Yahweh. Behold, commit my daughter unto you a special trust. Wherefore, do not entreat her evil.
Read verse 12 again.
Okay. The book of Tobias. The book of Tobit. Sorry. The book of Tobit, chapter 10, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, and he said to his daughter, honor your father and your mother-in-law, which are now your parents, that I may hear good report of you. And he kissed her. And also said to Tobias, Yahweh of heaven, restore you, my dear brother, and grant that I may see your children of my daughter, Sarah, before I die, that I may rejoice before Yahweh. Behold, I commit my daughter unto you of special trust. Wherefore, do not entreat her evil.
Back up to 8 and look right down at verse number 21. Look what it says in 8:21.
Okay. The book of Tobit, chapter 8, 21. Verse 21 reads, and then he shall take the half of his goods and go in safety to his father, and shall have the rest when I and my wife be dead.
See, you got to be honest. You got to be understand that once the Yahuwah of that family, everything goes to him. Everything it is, that's why you got to make sure you got a Yahuwah in there. Whatever you are accumulated, whatever it is, everything will be signed over to that man. Now here go, well, that's the part I don't like of this book. Well, then that's the part that you're not going to sell. There's nothing we can do for you. This got to be understood that whatever is in the kitty pot, and the father and the mother-in-law, all that, is make sure they to you. And when they die, everything they got to be in their will go to you too. See, all they got to be understood. Well, that's my father. That's my mother. Yeah. But once you take my name, everything comes up under me. That's why you got to make sure you got your a Yahuwah name. Because if you ain't got a Yahuwah name, then you in trouble. And that's why we tell you, but it's the brother Yahuwah name. Well, no, he's, well, there's nothing we can do for you. Because every time we show you in the Bible, you're not going to apply with it. Here's the woman you got as a Yahuwah woman. Sometimes, if everything she got, it will it be signed over to you. Oh, no, I don't think she's going to. There's nothing we can do for you. Because we're going to do Bible with you. See, if we do Bible with you, we know that's the blessing of Yahuwah. But if we don't do Bible with you, then that's a crapshoot. You got your feelings in the way, and that's the flush. It's time out to understand one thing. If you're going to get right in Yahuwah, you got to understand what he got written and check it through the Bible, support what you're doing, then do it. Let me say it again in 10 verse 12. One more time. 10, 12. One verse, 10, 12.
Book of Tobit, chapter 10, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, and he said to his daughter, honor your father and your mother-in-law, which are now your parents, that I may hear good report of you. And he kissed her. And also said to Tobias, for I've heaven restore you, my dear brother, and grant that I may see your children of my daughter Sarah before I die, that I may rejoice before Yahuwah. Behold, I commit my daughter unto you of special trust. Wherefore, do not entreat her evil.
How do I supposed to treat her then? That we can read. He said, don't treat her evil. What I supposed to be knowing then? In 7, verse number 13. Then what do I supposed to be knowing then? He said, now don't treat my daughter evil. How do I treat her then? Well, what do we say is you do in 7, 13, or the book of Tobit. Let's see, what do you do? Do you treat her the way you build? Or do you look at 7:13? Because this is what you're going to put on the table. If any of these right here is not, you're going to point at it. Hey, my better ass, you're not doing a 7:13 with me no more. You're doing your own thing. And we're going to tell you about that in other lessons, what happens when you do your own thing. But that's why you have the written records in your Bible. In that big Bible, all these questions will be signed by you and you. And all they both do is point at they better have, whether it's male or female. You say, well, what happened to this 7:13? What happened to this 7:13? What is saying 7:13?
The book of Tobit, chapter 7, verse 13. Verse 13 reads, then he called his daughter Sarah, and she came to her father, and he took her by the hand and gave her to be the wife to Tobias, saying, behold, take her after the Torah instructions of Moses and lead her away to your father. And he blessed them.
That means because you grown, you left your family, your mother and father, your biological father, but you still up under that man and her family. Now you see what's on the table? Now you just listen. Your natural mother and father. Guess what? when you go all the way back to Genesis 3:16, it still plays a part even today. That means that if you're not going to accept the parents of that man, well, I'm not marrying your parents, I'm marrying you. Then you got to go on, you got to go on city hall somewhere then, because that's out of rule of Yahweh. They become your parents now. That means you in that boat all the way until Yahweh comes. So now all this got to be understood before you say, I do. Then he say, I do. You do? If you're gonna do, if you're gonna do the seven, you're gonna do the seven 13? Well, no, that part, because I don't care about their, I don't care about their family at all. But yeah, you might as well go down a road a piece there. Because it ain't gonna work, because it's not the will of Yahweh. All this gotta go. That's why you gotta make sure you teach that man that you get ready to get involved in, or that woman you get ready to be involved in, to go to one of the six anointed camps of boys up to Israelite and learn what the Bible says about a relationship. Not what the world say. Not what Teddy Pendergrass say. 50-50 love. No. The Bible is going to say it. And we're going to do Bible, you're in the right place. But if we ain't going to do Bible, you're not in the right place. So keep that in your mind. One thing about it, we got to be clear what Yahweh is saying. Because that was, you know, this big organization called and said, well, explain Genesis 3:17 through 19, but don't tell who we are. But okay, we're going to do that. But one thing we'll do, we'll show the book saying. That's all we can do. All we call the network is do is first get the 1600 camps on one page, one, and understand, I don't care what look good, do the Bible support it. If the Bible support it, I'm with it. The Bible don't support it, you're not with it. Simple as that. Now, and another thing that is written there, Brother T. Israel, another question that's written, and now we're going to show you how you break this down. Let's go to Job chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. Brother T. Israel, we're going to Job chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. Listen good what it says there.
We go to the book of Job. The book of Job is here. Chapter 2, verse 9. Book of Job, chapter 2, verse 9. Then said his wife unto him, do you still retain your integrity? Curse Yahweh and die. Verse 10. But he said unto her, you speaking as one of the foolish women speaking. What? Should we receive good at the hand of Yahweh? And should we not receive evil? And all this did not Job sin with his lips.
You see that? So otherwise, he said, look here. He's a woman, you talk like a fool because certain thing that you're supposed to know, you see me being knocked down, and let's precept that and find out what happened. Let's go to Job, because see, sometimes you might look at things worldly, and you don't see the hand of Yahweh. That's why we got to show you the hand of Yahweh. Now, Job was in bad shape. He couldn't find his $10, and he had counts on him all over his head. Anyway, he was in bad shape. And boy, he probably got support of him being in bad shape. She said, look here. Look at you. You can't do the things that I want you to do. Curse Yahweh and die. Let's precept that to Job 32, Brother T. Israel. And let's look at 11 through 13. Let's find out what we need to know. Job 32, 11 through 13. Listen good. Brother T. Israel, bring it.
The book of Job, Sincere, chapter 32, verse 11 through 13. Behold, I waited for your words. I gave ear to your reason while I researched out what to say. Verse 12. Yea, I attended unto you, and behold, there was none of you that convinced Job, or that answered his words. 13. That you should say, we have found out wisdom. Yahweh thrusted him down, not man.
What? Well, in verse 13.
Verse 13, Job 32:13. Lest you say, lest you should say, we have found our wisdom. Yahweh thrusteth him down, not man.
Man did not go down. See, Yahweh had to show him by knowing him from the beginning. He put Job in that predicament for him to see what the move to make. So a lot of times people build a relationship on good Papa Cool, because good Papa Cool got the car, the home, everything going on. But Yahweh reversed that and knocked him down to show him what he's working with. And that goes both ways. You want to know who's going to accept you when you can't find your $10, when you're in bad shape, knowing your role and I know my role. But then you see me down, and now you tell me, curse Yahweh and die. See that? So you see, so Yahweh revealed that to him. And not only, and when she said that, let's see what else Yahweh did. Now we're going to find out what else he did. See, Yahweh, this guy right here got a lot of things written, but you understand that. Let's go to Ezekiel 24, verse 15 and verse 18. So you got to be very careful to understand how Yahweh operates and how you going to understand how he operates. You have no idea going this Bible and pull out how he operates. How he operates, that book, T. Israel 24, chapter, verse 15 and 18.
Ezekiel, the seer, chapter 24, verse 15 to verse 18. Also, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse 18. So I spake unto the people in the morning, and at even my wife died. And I did in the morning as I was commanded.
Well, man, come on back to verse 15. You kind of ran too fast there, brother Israel. Come back to verse 15 and walk it down real good. I want you to walk it down real good, because he ain't doing this thing. Pick up at 24 verse 15 and take your time with it, brother Israel. It's a point in here we got to bring out. What does it say in verse 15?
Ezekiel says, chapter 24, verse 15. Also, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse
16.
Son of man, behold, look, I take away from you the desire of your eyes with a stroke. Yet neither shall you mourn nor weep, neither shall your tears run down. Verse 17, for bear the cry, make no mourning for the dead. Bind the tire, leash of your head upon you, and put on your shoes upon your feet, and cover not your lips, and eat not the bread of men.
17, 18.
Verse 18, so I spake unto the people in the morning, and at evening my wife died, and I did in the morning as I was commanded.
Yeah. You see, when you're in a position to do Yahweh's business, and you got a problem with doing Yahweh's business because of your better half, Yahweh said, okay, I tell you what, you've been chosen to take care of my business, right? And I see you got a problem taking care of my business. I'll tell you what I'll do for you. I'm going to drop a 16 on you. What does it say in verse 16? More time. But to Israel.
Ezekiel 24, verse 16, it reads, son of man, behold, look, I take away from you the desire of your eyes with a stroke, yet neither shall you mourn nor weep, neither shall your tears run down.
You see what I'm saying? Because I tell you what, if you don't put me second on what you want, I'm just going to remove the desires of your eyes. And you better not cry when I deliver her. Because when I tell you what I told you in Genesis, this is the way it is. You don't cross up because that your feelings get in the way. That means that woman is stronger than my words, so I tell you what I do for you. I put a 16, 17, and 18 on you. Read it again.
Ezekiel 10, chapter 24, verse 16 and 17. Son of man, behold, look, I take away from you the desire of your eyes for the short. Yet neither should you mourn nor weep. Neither should your tears run down. 17. For very cry, make no mourning for the dead. Bind the meshes of your head upon you, and put on your shoes upon your feet, and cover not your lips, and eat not the bread of man.
18.
So I spake unto the people in the morning, and at evening my wife died, and I did in the morning as I was commanded.
So what was his eyes of his eyes? His eyes of his wife. So when you in a position to take care of Yahweh's business, her desire to eyes will be with you, and your desires and your eyes will be with Yahweh. And you let that cross up with you, then Yahweh said, okay, I got one here. I got one that can put me second. So I tell you what I do for you with all this power I got. I just can eliminate that. Then if you mess around and start moaning and groaning, I kill you too. That's the man we dealing with. So is he going to do Bible or what? Let's see what Job did in verse 1, verse 21 and 22 behind that. Let's see what Job did behind that. See, everybody taught this man the way they want to teach this man. You got to teach this man the way it's written in the Bible. So once you understand the way the Bible is going to stand, whether you like it or not, that's why you got to make sure you're electing sure before you talk about getting in a relationship, not knowing the rules and regulations according to Yahweh. Not the worldly, but what Yahweh said. Let's see what Job did in 1:21 and 22. What did he do?
The book of Job, Tosia, chapter 1, verse 21 and 22. And said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return hither. Yahweh gave, and Yahweh has taken away. Blessed be the name of Yahweh. Verse 22. And all this Job did not, nor charged Yahweh foolishly.
Yeah. Well, why do you do that? What? No. Job understood. I can't charge Yahweh foolishness by his hand. If I got a calling on me, I don't care if it's rain, sleet, or snow, I got to keep my Yahweh first. Because whatever hindering you, if it's not Yahweh first, Yahweh said, I tell you what, I take care of that. And if I don't get no hops out you, I take care of you too. Is that what we're reading, Brother T. Israel?
Yes, sir.
Is that what we're reading?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's see what happens when you take care of Yahweh's business. Let's go to Job 42, 1 through 6. Let's go to Job. Let's go to, now before you read that, back up. Let me show you what Yahweh knows all. And this is why he, remember, when she seen him in a bad situation, he didn't have his $10, he couldn't find his camel. So, and then she did not see the broader picture. So Yahweh said, well, she don't see the broader picture, that I'm knocking you down. I'm the one knocking you down, not man. Look, we got written in Job 39, verse 17. And we got to always remember this. 39, verse 17 says what?
The book of Job, chapter 39, verse 17, it reads, because Yahweh has deprived her of wisdom, neither has he imparted to her understanding.
So she didn't understand why Job was knocked down. She didn't see the bigger picture. So sometimes you got those that you care so much about, but they can't see the bigger picture. So when Job was knocked down, she both been seeing the bigger picture. You knocked down for a sign. But now you're going to see what you're working with, Job. I'm going to knock you down in her presence. I'm still reaching down trying to pick you back up. She told you to do what? And she told you what? And Job 2, 9, and 10. Now you in bad shape. You can't find your $10. You're in bad shape. Now you better have desire opposed to what you own, she own. Let's see how she approached him, couldn't find his $10, and he was down on his back, you know, in bad shape. And then we read over in 32, 11 through 13, that she open think the 32, 11 through 13, but what she said, what she seen him in 2, 9, and 10. What she said, Brother King Israel?
The book of Job is here, chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. Then said his wife unto him, do you still retain your integrity? Curse you, I'll fly and die. Verse 10, but he said to her, you speak as one as a foolish woman speaking. What? Should we receive good at the hand of Yahweh? And should we not receive evil? And all this did not Job sin with his lips.
So, Brother T, what can we precept that? And let's find out what is he really saying that we can read? See, that's why I say you have to really weigh out the cost of things, because you can say yourself many headaches. Let's see what we can read of what really happened that we can read. And sometimes you might find out sooner or you might find out later. But it's best for you to understand that a relationship is based upon the Bible. Now, I'm looking for a statement, Brother Key Israel, you help me out. Brother Makai, you help me out. It says, well, you have no vision, something to happen. If the vision is not there, if she cannot recognize that this brother was knocked down for the assignment, if the vision is not there, and you see the vision is not there, ain't nothing for you to argue about. It's just like the same thing what happened about when Abraham had his right-hand man with him, and he had his number one son with him, he asked him a question. He said, do y'all see what I see? They said, no, we don't see nothing about your mountains. And he just argued with him about, oh, why you don't see that? Y'all just take back the dad. He said, all right, what you see, Isaac? He said, well, I see a big black man in a cloud with big black feet. Yeah, come on, go with me. I know one thing, you're going to be all right. Yeah. So now, but you have to recognize this by the trial test from the beginning. Help me out there, Brother T. Israel. I'm looking for a profound statement. Thank you, Brother T. 29:18 of Proverbs. I'm looking for this. So you have to recognize 29:18. You have to recognize that from the get-go. Because Yahweh put you in a situation for you to see what you need to see. It's up to you to make adjustment according to what you're looking at. Look at this, 29:18.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 18. When there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the Torah instruction, happy is he or she.
You see that? So when she sees him down all on his back, I'm still coming over here helping his brother up, because that was her duties ever since Genesis 3:16, where I'm designed for thee. Well, she told him, you still going to keep the Torah instruction. You still going to be wearing fringes. You still going to be keeping them Sabbath day and them feast day. Look at you. Look at you. You curse Yahweh and die. You see that? You see what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
So now, she had a vision to understand that Yahweh revealed what he was really working with. So he didn't reveal, and he said, praying, 32:23, what did he say to Job in 32:23 of Numbers? What did he say about you, Israel?
Okay. He said, book of Numbers, 32:23.
Yeah, what did he say?
Go to book of Numbers, 32:23. But if you would not do so, behold, you have sinned against Yahweh, be sure your sin will find you out.
Mm. So what kind of man you supposed to be in 37 verse 12 for the sins can find somebody out? Sirach 37:12, Brother T. Israel, break it.
Sirach is here, chapter 37, verse 12. Sirach 37, verse 12. But be continually with a Yahuwah man, who you know it, keep the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, whose mind is according to your mind, and will sow with you if you should miscarry.
Mm-hmm. Sirach 7:26.
Sirach chapter 7. Sirach chapter 7, verse 26. As your wife after your mind, forsake her not, but give not yourself over to a light woman.
Sirach 25:26 in the closing statement that brought to you, Israel. Give me Sirach 25:26 in the closing statement.
We're going to Sirach 25:26. Sirach 25:26. But if she go not, as you would have her, cut her off from your flesh, and give her a bill of divorce, and let her go.
Yeah, see, right? Saves them a whole lot of headaches. Now, back in the, give me 7:21-23 or 2nd Ezra. He said, let me tell you something. He said, the Bible going to stand whether you like it or not. So you better weigh out one thing. The questions in the Bible is going to stand. All six anointed camps understand this thing, that these questions must be fulfilled out, and you must get 100%. You can't get 99%. Well, I got 99. No, 99 ain't going to do. You got to get 100%. Right. So you got to weigh out what you get ready to do. Now, if we're going to do Bible, then Yahweh had a blessing over your head. But if you're not going to do Bible, I want the blessing over our head in the six anointed camps, so we're going to say what the Bible says. That's all we can do. Show you what the Bible says. What's your reading that, brother Israel?
Back in Ezra the Seer, chapter 7, verse 21-26.
Okay. Take it out of verse 26 and close out with that.
All right, 2nd Ezra the Seer, chapter 7, verse 21-26. For Yahweh has given straight Torah instructions to such as came, what they should do to live, even as they came, and what they should observe to avoid punishment. 22, nevertheless, you are not obedient unto him, but spake against him, and imagine vain things. 23, and deceive themselves by their wicked deeds. It said of Yahuwah the Most High, that he is not, and know not his way. Verse 24, but this Torah instruction, first five books, have they despised, and denied his covenant, and his statutes, have they not been faithful, or righteousness, or have not performed his works. 25, and therefore Ezra, the seer, for the empty are the empty things, and for the fool are the fool things. 26, behold, look, the time should come that these tokens, which I have told you, shall come to pass, and the bride shall appear, and she coming forth should be seen that now is withdrawn from the earth.
Mm-hmm. And what does it say in Genesis 21:12?
All right, Genesis. First book of every time, Genesis chapter 21. Genesis chapter 21, verse 12. Yahweh said to Abraham, let it not be grievous in your sight because of the lad and because of your bondwoman and all that Sarah has said unto you. Listen unto her voice, for an Isaac to your seed be called.
So you got to understand something. You better make sure that man is a Yahweh man. You better make sure that you know to keep the Torah instructions. Don't put yourself in that predicament on financially or anything else. Make sure the man that you get ready to go into this bond with is a Yahweh man. Because he's going to make a Yahweh decision, and you're going to obey the Yahweh decision. Then the blessing will be over your head. He waving, half cocked, it can cause you misery. So make sure, because when you say something to him, he's supposed to listen, because you're a Yahweh woman. And you're a Yahweh man knowing and hearing what a Yahweh woman is supposed to be saying. The Torah is done. You got that? Close thing about 10 years later. You on the clock. Come on.
Sirach 10, verse 1. And why is zealous to instruct his people? And the government of a prudent man is well ordered. Hallelujah, Wah. Hallelujah, Wah. Hallelujah, Wah.
That's Moses in Israel. That's one of the teachers out of Camp 1. So you see how he brought in grand style, and that's what it's all about. You got to say, word up in Yahweh and make a decision according to the book. Now, when you make a decision according to the Bible, let me show you what you got coming, Brother Micaiah. Let's go to Job chapter 42, 1 through 6, and 10 through 17. Now, you might not see it right away, but Yahweh called the end from the beginning. When he knows that you are made a Bible decision, let's see what he got written to old Job, because he understood this, and he was revealed that the woman I did have was only with me when I was at my Big Bob and Big John estate. When I got knocked down on my back, until her helping me up, she told me, you gonna still keep the Torah instruction. You gonna still keep the feast day. You still gonna keep the Sabbath day. You still gonna have friends. You gonna keep your integrity. Curse Yahweh and die. Because of the B-A-N too. B-A-N. It's a woman, you talk like a fool. I thought you knew Yahweh's hand was in this thing. No, she didn't see that stuff. Because he's a prize of the wisdom to let you know, you got to make sure you know who you labor among. Read that for me real quick there. 5 verse 12. He says, see, you got to know this right here. 1 Thessalonians 5:12. He says, yeah, see, drop that down before you go anywhere. What it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:12, make it plain, Brother Micaiah Israel. This is something you need to know was written in 1 Thessalonians 5:12. What it says?
The book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, and we beg you, brothers, to know them which labor among you and are over you in Yahweh and admonish you.
He said, make sure you know who you're working with. Just don't be working with a light man or a light woman. Make sure you know what you're working with. Know what you're getting into with. Huh? Make sure you know who's going to labor with you. Because some might, all of a sudden, get too hot and heavy, might break out running on you. You have to know that already. You got to know. And that's why I was told to Job, Yahweh knocked Job down to reveal that his wife was only there because you had it going on. And she spotted Big Bob around the corner with a couple of big donkeys over there and big mules over there already. And say, hey, the only way I can get about this, you might as well die first and I go over there and catch up with him. So you got to know these things. That's why Yahweh will knock you down to show you who around you is up to you to recognize from the page of the book. Now, if you do so, let's see what Yahweh got written for you in Job 42, verse 1 through 6, 10 through 17. So you see, he took away the eyes of his eyes with a stroke and told him he better not cry. But let's see, do Yahweh have anything for you if you make a calling according to the book? Let's see if you can be reading anything. Job 42, 1 through 6, 10 through 17. Brother Micaiah Israel, come on.
Book of Job, chapter 42, verses 1 through 6, verses 10 through 17. The book of Job, chapter 42, verse 1, reads, then Job answered Yahweh and said, verse 2, I know that you can't do everything and that no thought can be withholding from you. Verse 3, who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not, things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Verse 4, hear, I beg you, and I would speak. I would demand of you and declare you unto me. Verse 5, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you. Verse 6,
Wherefore I harbor myself and repent in dust and ashes. And Yahweh turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friend. Also Yahweh gave Job twice as much as he had before. Verse 11. Then came there unto him all his brethren and all his sisters and all they that had been of his acquaintance before, and did eat bread with him in his house. And they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil that Yahweh had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money, and every one an earring of gold. Verse 12. So Yahweh blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 she asses. Verse 13. He had also 7 sons, 3 daughters. Verse 14. And he called the name of the first Jemima, and the name of the second Keziah, and the name of the third Karen and Harpots. Verse 15. In all the land were no women found so fair as the daughters of Job, and their father gave them inheritance among their brothers. Verse 16. After this lived Job 140 years, and saw his son 4 generations. Verse 17. So Job died, being old and full of days. Hallelujah.
So he lived, whatever his age was, from that point he lived another 100. No, he didn't die 140 years. No, no, no. Whatever his age was, he lived additional 140 years. He lived, that's additional. He gave him another wife. He gave him, had 7 kids. He gave him about 14. He dug him up on everything. Yeah, see, right? When you got your Yahweh right, you might not see what you're supposed to see. That's why the reward, and you don't even know what is, that's coming to us, and no man knows, but we know it's greater than this 10 times much. So you might not see, but one thing we're trying to tell you, when you make a decision, make sure the Bible supports the decision you make it. When Yahweh reveals to you what you're looking at, why don't you accept what the Bible says? Just like Job. That was the first time Job ever been knocked down. Until they keep coming over and trying to pick him up. Because they had counsel and everything. Bad shape, Satan working him over. But Yahweh invited Satan to take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
To reveal that the woman that you with, when it get hot and heavy, she's going to Sagado, whatever the word the captain said, that's what she's going to do. She's going to break out running on you. But it was shown to you to understand these things. You must be a Yahwali man. And you must be clear that you got a Yahwali woman. So make sure you got a Sirach 6, 6, and 7 working with you. And what it says, Sirach chapter 6, 6, 6, and 7. Sagado, whatever it is. But the point we're saying, understand what Yahweh is trying to tell you. And if we do what Yahweh got on the table, you might not see it, but Yahweh is telling you plainly, I'm going to double you up. If you got me right, I'm going to catch you through it. But I will double you up as if you believe in what's in this book. What's the reading of Brother Micaiah Israel?
The book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. Verse 6 reads, be in peace with many, nevertheless, have but one counselor of 1,000. Verse 7, if you would get a friend, prove him first, and be not hasty to credit him.
So if you don't get a friend, don't just all of a sudden, well, how long you know this friend? Well, about 2 hours. Then why are you talking? You didn't know this friend for 2 hours? And now you give this person all this credit? No, no, no. Let's try and see what you're working with. Because one thing about it, when you put your stamp on it, that means you approve of it. And Yahweh do not approve of wickedness. If the Bible support, whatever you feel to get off into, whatever you're doing, then right on. But all this must be understood, because one thing you don't want, Sirach 30, verse 21 through 25, what it say? Let me show you what the Bible says. In the book of Sirach, chapter 30, verse 21 to 25 says what? What did it say we can read?
The book of Sirach, chapter 30, verse 21 through 25. Verse 21 reads, give not over your mind to heaviness, and afflict not yourself in their own counsel. Verse 22, the gladness of the mind is the life of man, and the joyfulness of a man prolongeth his day. Verse 23, love your own soul, body, and comfort your mind. Remove sorrow far from you. For sorrow has killed many, and there is no profit therein. Verse 24, and wrath shorten the life, and craft and carefulness bringeth age before the time. Verse 25, a cheerful and good mind will have a care of his meat and diet.
So he's saying, if you got beef with somebody and all y'all be sound like a bunch of wow, 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 wow. Oh, you got 3 minutes to get together and everything else. Wow, wow, wow. You know you're just going to lose. You're losing time. He said, that will cause you a early grave for your time. He said, because you're not following instructions. It ain't about your better half, and you supposed to be on the one on picking each other up. If anybody got any kind of discrepancy, you pick them up. Not to be what look going to happen to you now. Sirach 38:18 on verse 22. See, all this you got to understand this thing. When you got a call on you about Yahuwah, you got to make sure everything around you is about Yahuwah. Do Yahuwah take care? If he feels like he told Ezekiel, I see now you got a problem with taking care of my business. I tell you, I do for you. I take away the desires of your eyes, and you better not even cry. He didn't know what that means. When he got back home, he knew what that means. His wife was stressed out, dead as a doughnut. He said, you better not cry. You get over there and talk my bit. See, this is the Yahuwah's Bible. When you got to take care of Yahuwah's business, let nothing get in the way. Don't let nothing hinder you to take care of Yahuwah's business. Nothing. When you got a call on you. But if you're faking and shaking, then you do what you got to do. But you know you got a calling on you, don't tempt this man, because he got a rib that he delivered big time. Sirach 38:18 on verse 22 says what?
The book of Sirach. 2 reads, verse 18.
The 22.
For if heaviness cometh death.
Take it down to 22. We'll start over. Take it down to verse 22. 18 and 22.
Okay.
Take it down there, Brother Mackay. You own something. Sirach 38:18 on verse 22. Take your time to deliver the knockout of the book.
Okay, the book of Sirach. Hallelujah, what? Chapter 38, verse 18 to 22. Verse 18 reads, for of heaviness cometh death, and the heaviness of the mind breaketh strength. Verse 19, in affliction also sorrow remaineth, and the life of the poor is the curse of the mind. Verse 20, take no heaviness to mind. Drive it away and remember the last end. Verse 21, forget it not, for there is no turning again. You shall not do him good, but hurt yourself. Verse 22, remember my judgment, for thine also shall be so. Yesterday for me, and today for you.
Amen. So he said, listen here, if it don't line up with what you got written in this Bible, it ain't nothing happening. If you got to know your role and your better ass got to know her role. And then guess what happens? Then we can read in 3 verse 9 of the rock. 9 and 11. 3, 9, and 11. So once we understand all this good stuff, then we understand what it says over here in 3, 9, and 11. What it says in the rock, 3, 9, and 11.
The book of Sirach, chapter 3, verse 9 and verse 11. Verse 9 reads, "For the blessing of the father established the houses of the children, but the curse of the mother rooted out foundations." Verse 11, "For the honor of a man is from the honor of his father, and a mother is dishonor is a reproach to the children."
What that mean? That mean that when you walk out and they say, "Mom, should I do that?" And you say, "Well, let that old B-A-N get out of the door and I'll tell you, you ain't got to do none of that." See, you done bought a curse. You done bought a curse that's over your head. Whatever that man saying, that's why that man must be a Yahweh man. Because whatever that man said, it's supposed to go, and at the end of it, ain't no conversation behind it. That's why he got to know his role according to what's written in his Bible. And that's why you got to know that you got a council. You got a council board. You got the elders, male and female, waiting on you to show you, thus says Yahweh. You got to take that counsel and don't run from that counsel. Because that counsel can save your life and those that come in contact with you. And that'll make a healthy family. It's up to you. Let's get one more in, Bob McKay, and we'll close out. Let's get us one more in. My fact, let's get two more in. Let's get to Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18, and Proverbs 29, 23, and Galatians chapter 6, verse 3 and 4. And we'll close it out, and we'll catch everybody on your end Wednesday, because there's no class tomorrow. Proverbs 16, 18, then run to Proverbs 29, 23. And wrap it up in Galatians chapter 6, verse 3 and 4. Brother Makai Israel, you on the clock, come on.
Okay. The book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 18 reads, "Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit befalls a man." Book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 23. Verse 23 reads, "A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit." The book of Galatians.
Chapter 6, verse 3 and 4. See, put that pride down. Make sure your sin is about the Bible. Put the pride down, puffed up spirits, murmur, complainer, and a backbite. Put all that down. And make sure your decision is upon the order of Yahweh, and Yahweh will be right there for you. Galatians chapter 6, verse 3 and 4 says what?
The book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 3 and verse 4. Verse 3 reads, "For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself." Verse 4, "But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another."
Yeah. So all the puffed up spirits is about being one thing. Puffed up is not of Yahweh. You got to be Bible of Yahweh. You got to lead by example of Yahweh. Rain, sleet, or snow, make sure Yahweh leads your way. Don't send a mixed signal out there. Make sure you send out a Yahweh decision, especially in leadership. Brother Makai Israel, what's your closing statement behind that? We catch you Wednesday night tomorrow on this Bosses of the True Israelite Network. Come on.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Thank you, Yahweh, for another blessed day. Thank you, Yahweh, to be able to spend life with my wife and my two daughters. Thank you, Yahweh, for giving us a seer Yisrael on the earth to bring us the truth. I want to also read the book of Ecclesiastes, the book of Sirach, chapter 37, verse 23 down to 25. Verse 23 reads, "A wise man instructed his people, and the fruits of his understanding fell not." Verse 24, "A wise man shall be filled with blessings. See him, shall count him happy." Verse 25, "The days of the life of a man may be numbered, but the days of Israel are innumerable." Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Allah. Excellent. Brother Micaiah, Israel. That's excellent. So now, must big dignitary, big camp, we're not going to call you out. So that's what Yahweh is saying. There go your Bible. I won't understand it. It's a role that got to be played. And male is the Yahweh of the universe. So he got to be in his place. But the bond of covenant must be established before a relationship jumps off. Then you understand what that verse means. That means if anything contrary to what Yahweh said, woman, you talk like a fool if it's contrary to Yahweh. But if it's about Yahweh, woman, would you just say, oh, yeah, sounds good. Thank you for reminding me of that, baby. Hallelujah, Yahweh. See, because you can read what she just got through saying. So that's the difference. The Bible have a double meaning to it. Understand that. Case 45. All right. Let's see me bring our elder in and get his final thoughts. And we look for the mothers to get in the microphone and tell you what they think and what Yahweh put on them. Just sign our elder, Mr. Kibbs, and bring him back in for his closing statement on case 75. Mr. Kibbs, join the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you. See you, Israel. And thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And as you can imagine, I was sitting back listening to most of what was being said, and I'm pretty sure everyone should have got just as much out of that as I did. You know, it's pretty bad when somebody tries to pull you away from the word, you know, because that puts you back into 2 Corinthians 4:4, the Yahweh of this world, which we had talked about before. In Matthew 24, verse number 4, Yahweh the Son, he mentions something like this. He said, and verse 4, and Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. And verse number 5, following after that, many shall come in my name, saying, I am Yahweh the Son, and deceive many. So we already know that they're out there. And we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. We're already given the knowledge to know. We got those out there. They want to camouflage the evil or confuse teachings and give you this real loud conversation about what they know that we call bump the gums for their righteous learning and trying to turn what you know about the book into verbal weapons against you. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of confusion, bad teaching, and Christianity. And welcome and thank all of you for tuning our broadcast, live broadcast, coming to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word, connecting the books, your health, foods you should eat, and keeping those Sabbath days. We do all this because you have not. And this is information that you came to seek. And now you have found out what you have sought. Got to look no further. You found the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Gadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. Now, the top part of Sabbath is Friday. The current time of that class is starting at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starting at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also use a website address. That website address is www.tribeyhdh.com. And after clicking on it, just under this big line, you're going to see some choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. In the other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. While doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, when you're doing this, I always remind everyone to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh Life. Also, for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow those health foods we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahweh. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year, and also for those people that forget when the feast days are. We have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After click enter, once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into the live online broadcast. We also have a few phone numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 camps of Yahweh's ministry. And also by calling the same number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 tribes of Israel on a DVD. Any particular 12 programs can be on DVD. Just call that number and place your order. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated on Friday after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Just choose the program you were late logging into or any previous day at that point that you would like to listen. Now, after and during the normal Broad Talk broadcast, we will be simultaneously transmitting our program on Pell Talk, listed on Pell Talk under Ethnic Group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, where Yahweh's Word is also working for your Bible education. And online to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss will be Vanessa Tibbs, along with Seer Israel riding a shotgun. And no comments will be taken off topic during that time, or any more than two text questions answered. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the elder will choose to block or restrict the misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. But remember, do not try to win that Bump the Gums contest, as I've said before. You will miss all the Yahweh's glory which is said unto you. You have to remember, we're rehearsing the Righteous Act to learn the words of Yahweh. So we can continue this learning process. Let's keep your Bibles open, pass our program back to our Seer Israel, and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, now, Mr. Tibbs, our elder. That's excellent. The one thing about it, see, Ray, you know, no lessons is an accident lesson. So the big organization don't know what that means, and I understand what that means. That means one thing, Yahweh's word is going to stand. And if you put Yahweh's word first, then he will be working with you. But if you do not put Yahweh's first and make a decision according to what you can read, then you out there on a crapshoot. So it's up to you. All we can do is take what the man's saying and let it be like, and let it, what it is what it is. But guess what? It's time for the best part of the broadcast now. See, the best part of the broadcast when the mothers come on the network and they get in the microphone and tell you what the Almighty will put on them to tell you. And our problem is we don't believe in counsel. And that's our problem today. We have put our lives in this to show you what the Bible says. It's up to you to be in position to help others to come. To stop being a 724, making a call in according to appearance. Make sure you're calling the St. John 724 is a righteous calling. That means a Torah-keeping calling. That means the man you're looking at, if he's not a Torah instruction, you got to instruct your babies as they're growing up. That guy you're looking at, he's not a Torah-keeper. So you find a crapshoot. Anything something happen. That Coca-Cola bottle over there, she's not a Torah keeper. Anything might jump off. So I'm not going to, what's called, put my junk door on that. That's why you got to train a child the way they go. They back away from it on them. But they have to know that the Bible going to stand whether we like it or not. So let's love it and keep it moving. So we're going to find the mothers out of Camp 1, and they're going to get the microphone, and what you listen, what you hear, when the mothers bring what they bring to the table, it's up to you. Become humble every day in the week, six out of 7 days, and tell you not where we're going or where we've been. We come to show you the words of YHWH. Got it? Good. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother Z, tribe of Yahdah Judah, with a loud voice you say, Mother Z, tribe of Yahdah Judah, why beat you that scene right?
Yahweh, bless and keep you, seed of Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mother Z. Now, Mother Z, you got a packed audience everywhere. A lot of big dignitaries got a lot of questions. The audience has so many. But whether you want to tell them, this national audience, take your time and let them hear what the mother out of Camp 1 got to say. Come on.
I would just like to read for the national audience tonight out of the book of Romans, the 7th chapter, about the law, the Torah instruction, starting at verse 1, and then we'll read down to, I think, 25. Know ye not, brother, Romans chapter 7, verse 1, know ye not, brother, for I speak to them that know the law, the Torah instruction, how that the Torah instruction have dominion over a man or woman as long as he or she live. Verse 2, for the woman which has a husband is bound by the Torah instruction to her husband as long as she or he live, as long as he live. But if the husband be dead, she is loose from the Torah instruction of her husband. Verse 3, so then, if when her husband being live, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband being dead, she is free from the law, the Torah instructions, so that she is no adulterer, though she be married to another man. Verse 4, wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law, Torah instruction, by the body of Yahweh the Son, that ye shall be married to another, to any other, even to him who is risen from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto Yahweh. Verse 5, for when we were in the flesh, the mortal of sin, which were by the Torah instruction, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. Verse 6, but now we are delivered from the Torah instruction, that being dead wherein we were kept, that we should serve serve in of the spirit and renewing of the spirit, and not in the old of the latter. Verse 7. What shall we say then if the Torah instruction sin, Yahweh forbid, nay, I have not known sin but by the Torah instruction, for I have not known love except the Torah instruction have said, thus shall not cover. Verse 8. But sin take occupation, I can't pronounce that, by the Torah instruction, whether in me, all members of, I can say, see, for without the Torah instruction, sin was dead. Verse 9. For I was alive within the Torah instruction once, but when the Torah instruction came, sin rebelled, and I died. Verse 10. And the Torah instruction, which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. Verse 11. But sin take occupation by the Torah instruction, deceiving me, and by it slayed me. Verse 11. Wherefore the Torah instruction is righteous, and the Torah instruction is righteous and just and good. Verse 13. What then that which is good made unto death unto me, Yahweh forbid, but sin that is made appearance of sin work be in me by that which is good, that sin by the Torah instruction they become exceedingly sinful. Verse 14. For we know that the Torah instruction is spiritual, but I am a common soul under sin. Verse 15. But conceive unto the law that is good. Verse 17. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Verse 18. For I know that in me there that is in my flesh dwell no good thing, but to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. Verse 19. For the good that I would do not, but the evil which I would do that I do. verse 20. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwell in me. Verse 21. I find then a Torah instruction that which I would do good, evil is present with me. Verse 22. For I delight in the Torah instruction of Yahweh after the inward man. But, verse 23, but I see another law for instruction in my members, warn against the Torah instruction of my mind and bring me in captivity to the Torah instruction. But sin, which is my members, verse 24, who shall deliver me from the body of this dead. Verse 25, I think Yahweh the Son, Abba Yahweh, so then with the mind I myself serve the Torah instruction of Yahweh, but will the flesh the Torah instruction of sin. And I would just like to read that. It's about the law Torah instruction. And it's a lot in the Bible about the Torah instruction. And that's just one of the scriptures on the Torah instruction, the law. And that is what I would just like to, say to the national audience tonight, and just like to say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. What you're saying is bringing it all down, order. When we get in order, according to the Bible order, Yahweh going to intervene. As long as we got our own thoughts on worldly thoughts and ways the world do things, and contrary to the Bible, Yahweh is not going to intervene. He'll intervene when he looks down at that Bible and recognize the cherubim that he picked to carry his words. If he recognizes you from the page of the book, he's going to be over, the blessings going to be over you. Remember what happened to Job? He started off with seven of everything in the first chapter. And Yahweh revealed to Job everything that's going to fall him, even that thick-legged woman you got. Which you probably never believe that will deliver you up or down. So he showed him exactly what's going to happen. It's up to Job to make the adjustment. He made an adjustment according to the Bible. You know what Yahweh did in that last chapter? The seven that he had of everything, he gave him 14. He then lived another additional 140-some years. Oh, you know why? He put his trust in Yahweh. And that's the game changer here, right? Put your trust in Yahweh, you'll be more than all right. But if you don't, you're not going to be all right. You're going to catch it sooner or later. All right, we're going back to the network and look for Mother E, another mother out of the tribe of Yahweh Judah. A memo out of one of the elder mothers out of Camp 1. I know it's mothers in 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, but we're talking about Camp 1 right now. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother E, with a loud voice you say, Mother E, tribal Yahweh Judah. Yahweh bless you, Israel.
Yahweh bless you, Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Why there, Mother? You are the network is packed. We got nothing going on tomorrow on the network. No more than got a little see all the seniors all around the country, but I know you got something to tell this national audience for this Tuesday. So you take your time and go in that microphone and tell them what the Almighty put on you to tell them. You on the clock, come on.
But I got to tell the national audience tonight, I'm going to read Proverbs chapter 29. And it goes, I'll start at verse 1. He that being often reproved, hardening his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Verse 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people moan. Verse 3, whoso loves wisdom rejoices his father, but he that keepeth companion, the harlot, spendeth his substance. Verse 4, the king by judgment established the land, but he that receives gifts overthrows it. Verse 5, a man that flatters his neighbor separate a net for spreadeth a net for himself, for his feet. Verse 6, and the transgression of an evil man or woman, there is a snare, but the righteous doeth sing and rejoice. Verse 7, the righteous consider the cause of the poor, but the wicked regardeth not to know it. Verse 8, scornful men bring a city into a snare, but a wise man turns away wrath. Verse 9, if a wise man contendeth with a foolish man, whether he reign or lay, there is no rest. The bloodthirst hateth the upright, but the just seeketh his soul, his life. Verse 11, a fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterward. Verse 12, if a ruler hearken to lies, all his servants are weak. All his servants are weak. Verse 13, the poor and the deceitful man and woman meet together. The Yahweh lengthen both their eyes, lighten both their eyes. Verse 14, the king that faithful judge the poor, his throne shall be established forever. Verse 15, the rod and the reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. Verse 16, when the wicked are multiplied, transgression increases, but the righteous shall see their fall. Verse 17, correct thy son and daughter, and he or she shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give thee life unto thy soul. Where there is no vision, verse 18, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the Torah instruction, happy is he. Verse 19, if servant will not correct by word, for though he understand, he will not count. Verse 20. See thou a man that is haste in his word. There is more hope of a fool than of him. Verse 21. He that delights delicate brings up his servant from a child shall have him because his son at the length. Verse 22. An angry man stirs up strife and a furious man abound in righteousness. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor upholds the humble in spirit. Verse 24. Whoso is pardoned with a thief has his own soul. He hears curse and beware it not. Verse 25. The fear of man or woman bring a snare. But whoso putteth his trust in the Yahweh shall be safe. Verse 26. Many seek the ruler favor, but every man judgment cometh from the Yahweh. Verse 27. An unjust man is abomination to the just, and he that is upright in the way is abomination to the wicked. We got to be upright and just and fear Yahweh and serve Yahweh and love wisdom and treat one another with respect. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
That's excellent, Mother E. That's excellent. See, otherwise, well, Mother, we got to fear Yahweh, so we might give a precept on that, since you said that, Mother. So how do we fear Yahweh, trust Yahweh? We might just get a couple verses in on that, since that's on the table. Let's see what it says in 111 chapter, verse number 10, on... Since we ought to do it for our good. 111 verse 10 in the book of Psalms. Let's see if we preach up a little bit of that. 111 verse 10 in Psalms, that Mother E. What that say, 111 verse 10?
The book of Psalms, chapter 111, verse 10. Fear of the Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his Torah instruction, his praises, and do it forever.
So the fear of Yahweh is the one that do his Torah instruction, first five books. So that's when we know you got fear. But when you be trying to, everywhere them six locations there, you be trying to dip in there in a herd, that's the sign of the fear of Yahweh when you keep his Torah instruction. Now, in Psalm, pull that verse in the ninth chapter of Proverbs, verse 9 and 10. His son heard what his daddy said. That's why the father got to be example to the offspring by leading by example. Now let's watch a son pull his father's verse, and let's see, did he take away from it, or do we add to it? Proverbs 9, 9 and 10 says what?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 9, verse 9 and verse 10. Verse 9, give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. Verse 10. The fear of the Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the righteous is understanding.
Mm-hmm. And the knowledge of the righteous, the Torah keeper, is understanding, see, right? And what do you understand if you're righteous? Let's go to Leviticus 23, 1 down to verse 4 and 25. Let's see, then we'll skip down to 45 and 46. Let's see who this is instructed to. Leviticus 26, 1 down to verse 4 and verse 25. Let's see what he got written that we can read. Leviticus 26, 1, 2, 3, 4. Then skip down to verse 25. What does it say there, Mother Eve?
Okay. The book of Leviticus.
Chapter
26.
1 down to verse 4. And skip down to verse 25. 45 and 46. Let's see what it says.
Okay. Leviticus chapter 26, verses 1 through 4 and 25.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. Get it out the way. Get 26, 1, 2, 3, 4 out the way.
Okay, Leviticus 26, 1 through 4. He shall make you know Allah, nor graven images, neither wrap you up a standard image, neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down to it, for I am Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse 2. You shall keep my Sabbath and reverence my sanctuary, temple. I am the Yahweh. Verse 3. If you walk in my statutes and keep my Torah instructions, commandments, and do them. Verse 4. Then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruits.
Uh-huh. Hold that part right there. Hold that part. Now, let me say, now, if you do the Sabbath, if you do the feast days, if you wear them, for instance, if you do what I tell you do, there go your blessing. If you do what I tell you do, you can read. Get down to verse 14, what it says in verse 14.
Verse 14. But if you will not hearken unto me and will not do all these Torah instructions, commandments. Verse 15.
Now, that's all that part. So if you don't do what I tell you to do, see, that's why we got the leadership got to show what the Bible saying. If you do what I tell you to do, this is what you got coming. Now, if you don't do what I tell you to do, skip down to verse 25.
And I will bring a sword upon you that shall avenge the quarters of your covenant. And when you are gathered together within your cities, I will send the pestilence among you, and you shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy.
Is your man just said? So now if you put off my Sabbath day and you won't do your own thing, is I'm gonna drop what's called cobra on you. That's the new word for the ancient word called pestilence. So you wanna watch some of the people got this blind disease and everything else? Because Yahweh is telling people of the covenant, if you don't take care of my business the way I tell you to do it, I'm going to drop COVID on you. And that's called a pestilence. And not only that, I'm going to show you what else I'm going to do for you. Go to the 28th chapter, figure verse 35, down to verse 37. Not only will I'm going to put COVID on you, but the ancient word is called a pestilence. Not only that, in the 28th chapter, I'm going to do something else to you in verse 35 to 37 that you can read. What it says in Deuteronomy 28, 35 to 37.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verses 35 to 37. Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 35. Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 35. The Yahweh shall smit thee in the knee and in the leg with a sore body that cannot be healed. From the sole of your foot unto the top of your head. Verse 36. The Yahweh shall bring thee and thy kings which thou shalt set over thee unto a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known. And there shall thus serve other false Yahweh, wood and stone. 37. And thou shalt become an astonishment and a byword among all nations, whether the Yahweh shall lead thee.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 35 again. He said, this is a sign that I'm going to put on you. He said, I'm going to do something for you in verse 35, and you take a look in the mirror and tell me who this fit in verse 35. What does it say in verse 35 again?
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 35. The Yahweh shall smit thee in the knees and in the leg with a sore body that cannot be healed.
He said, I'm going to smite you in the knees, and otherwise your knees are going to always be hurting on you. I'm going to smite you in the leg. I'm going to have you always, you got to have something done to you. You got to always have something done to you. Your legs won't move right. I'm going to have you where your legs ain't moving right. You know, he's going to do all this because I told you. Now, I'm going to tell you why I'm going to do all this. Let's go to Leviticus 23, 1, 2, and 3. He said, I'm going to do all this to you, children of Israel. I'm going to smite you in your knees and your ankles, your hips. I'm going to have you all, and guess what? You can pay Doc Cook all you want to pay. All you can do is run out of money paying Doc Cook. He said, I'm going to smite you in your knees and in your ankle. And I'm going to hit your head. Why? Why so? Leviticus 23, 1, 2, and 3. Let's find out why he's going to do all this to you.
Leviticus chapter 23, verses 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Just 1, 2, 3, good. Just 1, 2, 3. Leviticus. Let me show you why I'm going to smite you in your knees, your legs, with a soap box. You all have leg problems, back problems. Always something going to be wrong with you. I'm going to tell you why. In Leviticus 23, 1, 2, and 3. I'm going to show you. We're going to read why he's going to do this to you. Why? Come on.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1, 2, and 3, verse 1. And the Yahweh speak unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Yahweh, which ye shall proclaim to be righteous, convocation, even these are my feasts. Verse 3. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and righteous convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwelling.
Mm-hmm. He says in 24, verse 1 and 8. 24, same book, Leviticus 24, 1 and 8. He said, listen, by you have copied my Sabbath days, I'm going to smite you in the legs, and I'm going to drop that testament on you. So you wonder why so many people look just like you got this COVID. Because one thing about it, Yahweh tell you, I'm going to do it to you, children of Israel, until you finally recognize it's about me or books. Way I got it written, that's the way I want to see it done. So if you catch yourself always falling around, case down your feet, your always legs always hurting you, back always something wrong with you, that's Yahweh trying to tell you something before he keeps you. You ain't getting me right the way I got it written in that book. This is what I said in 24, 1 and 8. What I said in 24, 1 and 8?
Book of Leviticus, chapter 24, verse 1 and verse 8. Verse 1, Yahweh speak unto Moses, saying, verse 8, every Sabbath ye shall set it in order before the Yahweh continue, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant.
How about example in 73:17? And let's see if you're greater than this man in Psalms 73:17. Now, if you're greater than this man, then right on. Let's see what this man did in Psalms 73:17. Let's see what he did. And tell me, are you greater than this man right here? Psalms 73:17.
Book of Psalms. Book of Psalms, chapter 73, verse 17, read. Psalm 73, verse 17, read. Until I went into the sanctuary of Yahweh, then understood I therein.
Malachi 3:6-12. He said, I knew I had to leave wherever I was at to make sure I'm in the temple of Yahweh, the sixth anointed camp, because I know that's where the understanding starts at. So I don't care what's going on. I make sure I leave where I'm at and get in where I fit in at the sixth anointed camp and learn something to help myself and my family. What it say in Malachi 3:6-12 in the closing statement, that mother heat? Malachi 3:6-12 in the closing statement.
Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. For I am Yahweh, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Israel are not condemned. Verse 7, even from the day of your father, you are gone away from my order and have not kept him. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, said the Yahweh of hosts. But you say, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob Yahweh? Yet you have robbed me, but you say, wherein have we robbed thee in tithe and offering? Verse 9. And you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Verse 10. Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and through me now, brother. Wherewith, said the Yahweh of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Verse 11, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field.
Give me Matthew 6:1-4 and a closing statement. That's good enough. Matthew 6:1-4. And we catch you all wins tonight. Even all the ones that left all them question boxes up there, properly answer all your questions. Listen, okay. If you're in a relationship, make sure the Bible leads the way. Then the blessing of Yahweh is with it. It's based upon financial gain or somebody got a big house and all that going on. No, no. It ain't going to work. You're always going to have a problem in the brain. Make sure it's spirit led by Yahweh, and the blessing of Yahweh is B-O-E-A. Matthew 6:1-4 in closing statement. I'm through talking, Mother Eve. It's all yours.
Matthew 6:1-4. Verse 1. Take heed that you do not your aims before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father, which is in heaven. Verse 2. Therefore, when you do thine money, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets, that they may have honor of man. Truly I say unto you, they have their reward.